With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Ticks and mosquitoes are expected to have better and longer breeding periods as Wisconsin warms. People may have already noticed it recently with our well below average snowfalls the last two winters. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains what that may mean for diseases they carry.
Certain species of ticks and mosquitoes can carry various diseases. In Wisconsin, Lyme disease has steadily risen over the years, with nearly 6,500 cases reported last year. We see spikes of illnesses from Powassan and West Nile virus every couple of years. Dr. Aaron Mordecai is a professor of biology at Stanford University and a senior fellow with the Woods Institute for the Environment. She says we'll likely see more cases of those diseases, as well as diseases typically seen more to our south as the climate changes, and we see more days that those insects are active.
A mosquito or a tick, it's a cold-blooded organism, so its body processes, how quickly it digests its food and how long it lives and how long it takes to develop, all of those things depend on the temperature of the environment around it. And as it gets warmer, those developmental processes happen faster. So you get more mosquitoes, more ticks, they're more likely to survive the incubation period of the pathogen, and so transmission increases.
While climate change may be providing better conditions for ticks and mosquitoes to thrive in, human activity plays a large role in transferring ticks, either just through travel or by fragmenting forest habitats.
There's a lot of complex factors, and it's not just the warming of the temperature either. It's also changes in precipitation cycles and humidity that are important for these mosquitoes and ticks.
Controlling tick and mosquito populations also becomes more complicated. As mosquitoes and ticks are active earlier and later, it may require more frequent or changing of control methods. Dr. Lyric Bartholomé with the University of Wisconsin-Madison is co-director of the Midwest Center of Excellence for Vector-Borne Disease.
A community may have a situation where they have excellent mosquito control, but it only is scheduled for, you know, like May to August. And so we may need to really think about how we can shift that to cover the mosquito season and the fact that these things are staying out longer.
A Climate Central analysis found the north central region of Wisconsin has about 15 more days per year that are suitable for mosquitoes than it did 40 years ago. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and Langlade County officials urge drivers to be more cautious when traveling through construction zones. Elko School District was the site for a conference hosted by WISDOT in partnership with Langlade County and the Wisconsin State Patrol, stressing the importance of work zone safety. Langlade County Highway Commissioner Brian Braun.
It's critical for everyone to get home safe, slow down, put the phones down, and pay attention to the signs.
Data from WISDOT shows over 2,150 crashes occurred in Wisconsin work zones last year, resulting in more than 700 injuries and 10 deaths. Two of those killed were construction workers. WISDOT Deputy Secretary Scott Lowry.
Having been on the roadway, it is very unnerving when you've got cars going by you at 55. If you're on a state highway, if you're on an interstate going 65, 70 miles an hour, it's very unnerving to have that traffic go by you at that quick.
State law prohibits texting while driving on any road, as well as use of a handheld mobile device in work zones. The Wisconsin State Patrol has labeled speeding and distracted driving as the leading causes of work zone accidents. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Republican lawmakers are blaming Canada for not preventing and containing wildfires whose smoke has fouled the air in several states, including Wisconsin and Michigan this year. In letters expressing outrage and indignation, they're demanding more forest thinning, prescribed burns, and other measures. They warn the smoke is hurting relations between countries and suggested the U.S. could make it an issue in tariff talks, but they don't mention climate change caused primarily by burning fossil fuels like coal and gas. Scientists say that's a glaring omission that also ignores the U.S. contribution to heat-trapping gases that help set the stage for more intense wildfires. A special prosecutor has been assigned to the state investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Denny's handling of a municipal drop box. Mike Leishner reports.
Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney will handle the case to ensure full transparency and impartiality, according to a statement from Marathon County DA Kyle Mayo. Toney will review all current evidence, determine if additional investigation is needed, and make appropriate determinations related to the investigation. It's the first significant action in the state investigation in months. The case involves Denny's removal of a locked, unsecured drop box left outside City Hall last September. Wausau's city clerk had intended for the box to be secured and opened the next week to collect absentee ballots ahead of the 2024 presidential election.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. A new report from researchers at Michigan State University shows the state's slipping teacher pay is raising red flags for both recruitment and retention. Crystal Blair has the story.
The report shows Michigan now ranks 44th in starting teacher pay, with new teachers earning just over $41,000 a year, almost $5,000 below the national average. MSU researcher Jason Burns led the study. He says while their data doesn't directly link low pay to teacher shortages, broader research shows pay is a key factor contributing to the problem.
Other states that have taken action to raise teacher salaries are reporting earlier on that in the early stages of that, they're seeing reduced vacancies, meaning like any teacher shortage. Also, other states that have raised funding and tried to direct more of that to teacher compensation have also seen increases in student outcomes.
Burns notes that research shows everyone benefits from a stronger education system with quality teachers, leading to better student outcomes, a stronger economy, and less reliance on social services. He says competitive pay is key to attracting and keeping those high-quality educators. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.